Let's put a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is a bestie of the pod, Roland Ruzanek.
Hi. Hello, hello, hello.
How are you, Roland?
I'm doing good. We're here. We're talking about some oldies, but I was about to say oldies, but goodies, but are they? I think Madam Satan is a very interesting film. I'm really glad we watched it.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot to talk about.
So we're here to kick off MGM month. We're doing a month-long theme of all MGM movies. And as Roland kind of hinted, it runs the gamut. And today, we're here to talk about the 1930 film, Madam Satan. The screenplay is by Jeannie McPherson, Gladys Unger, and Elsie Janis. It was directed by Cecil B. DeMille. I'm ready for my close-up.
Mr. DeMille.
And according to IMDb, Angela and Bob Brooks are an upper-class couple. Unfortunately, Bob is an unfaithful husband, but Angela has a plan to win back her husband's affections. I hated this movie.
Oh, that's crazy. So you just fully hated it. Like, you were like, absolutely not.
Well, no, I did. I hated the first half. How's that?
Oh, I have to say, the first third for me, where once they get to the party, I was like, oh, okay. But like that first third when they're in their like house and they're having their argument or whatever, I was like, oh God, this is going to be awful. Oh God, Roland.
I hate to inform you, that is 50 minutes of this movie.
No. For real? Okay.
Yeah. I watched
it in pieces. Like, I got up and stopped it and then came back. So yeah, okay.
I always have Wikipedia and IMDb up whenever I'm watching this. And the first line on the plot synopsis portion of the Wikipedia says, the first 50 minutes present four characters' relationships, with the next hour and 10 minutes set on a Zeppelin trip.
For the audience and for you, you understand, when we talked about MGM month, I was excited because the MGM musicals are like Hollywood classics, but I really love like theater and entertainment history stuff, and I was like, let's see one of the early ones, let's go back to the beginning.
Yep.
And when it said it was Cecil B. DeMille, I was like, DeMille did a musical, I've got to see this. And then somewhere, and I purposely try not to know too much because I just want to go in blind, and it said, and I caught somewhere that it said, this is like three genres in one, like a drawing room comedy, a romantic comedy, I mean, a musical and a disaster film. And that was like, oh, I'm in. I've got to see what this is.
Well, it was a drawing room. Wait, what did they? There was a specific term that like.
Yeah, it was a term. I'm paraphrasing it wrong. But
that DeMille did. And he like did it like in the 20s, to return to boudoir comedies. That's it.
A boudoir comedy. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But it was such a intriguing mess of genres that I was like, oh, I gotta know what this is. But also it's 1930. So this is like before we figured out good plotting. This is right after silent era. This is like when they're still is it prohibition yet? Are we in the middle of prohibition? I don't know. Like, there's so much going on politically. This is still pre-World War II. This is right at the beginning of when the Nazis were starting to show their faces in Germany.
We're also like right around the corner from, I think the stock market crashed already as well.
Or had just crashed. Like, it was like a year before. I think it crashed in 2019. So we're like in a really weird place in history. And so like I was fucking fascinated because I don't know how I got through that first. So it was 50 minutes. I thought it was like 30.
No.
I don't know how I got through that because it took me three tries to get through that. And then once we got to the party on the Zeppelin, I was like, what is this?
Right? Yeah, I was just like,
What is
ooh.
happening right now?
Ooh, my 40th is around the corner. Maybe I rent out a Zeppelin and we have a masquerade.
I'm like, a party on a floating Zeppelin attached to a tethered to like a tower? What the
No,
fuck is.
well, then it leaves the tower.
No, it leaves. Wait. No, it leaves the tower because it was struck by lightning.
Yes.
But it was stuck on the tower as the party went on, and then it gets unmoored when it strikes by lightning, and that's what causes it to crash.
Oh, see, I thought it was like floating
I'm
around.
gonna tell you, I watched it again just to
Okay,
clarify that for my brain
okay.
because I thought I hallucinated it. When I tell you, I texted a friend and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I am rewatching the end of this movie." Yeah, I thought you already watched it. I said, "Girl, I thought I hallucinated it. I thought I was spiked. My coffee was spiked somehow. So I have to rewatch it." And he goes, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "No." And when I explained it to him, he goes, "Oh yeah, you need to rewatch that."
Yeah, because like when they crash and then they fall out, I was just like, you know what?
This is
1930s
unhinged.
technology.
Unhinged. It was
Yes.
unhinged.
Yeah, the technology that they had where they were falling out of the sky with the parachutes,
I
I
don't
don't
even know how they
understand
did it.
how any of that worked,
Same. But
but
also it reminded me of a favorite movie, my Metropolis. It's a silent film.
yes.
And so
Yes.
it gave Metropolis at that moment. I was like, I'm in. This is where I'm in. I'm in now.
I saw Metropolis when it was the.
The restored Metropolis. I have all the
No,
versions. I'm obsessed with that movie.
I'm saying I saw Metropolis in this movie when
Oh.
they were doing that dance break and they were
A
like the
hundred a
machine
hundred
or
percent.
something. I was like, are we doing the robot dance from
Yes.
Metropolis?
So like let's just like clarify for the listener. Like, so what happens is the first bit of the movie is Angela and Bob in their drawing room and they're having marital strife. And then he goes off to a party. And then
Yeah.
we cut to the party, which is on, when I tell you, a Zeppelin attached to a tower. And people are in wild costumes, and there are these numbers about electricity. And what is the what it what? I'm sorry, I'm looking at your page. It's live
Good
and love
luck.
today, but it's about like electricity and machinery. And you're like, I don't know what this has to do with, but it was also beautifully staged and like incredibly designed and like gorgeous costuming. And you're just like, I don't it. I'm telling you. When I thought, this can't be, is this the same movie?
Oh
What's
no, so
happening right
yeah,
now?
so that's the song We're Going Somewhere
Is that
because
it? Oh yeah, because it's like about progress
all of a
and
sudden there's like magic that happens on the Zeppelin where that guy appears out of nowhere and I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? Because you know, with the
Well,
title
also
Madam Satan, I was like, w this can go a myriad of ways.
exactly. I felt the same way. I was like,
And
where is this gonna go?
I like you, unless I know it already, do zero research prior to watching these movies because like I want to go in and I want to give you my honest opinion,
Same.
and that has been my goal since day one of this
Yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
So for
yeah.
people who aren't understanding why I'm coming up with crazy theories or something like that, you know, we're almost 560 episodes into this podcast. If I don't know it already, I go into it blind and you're getting honest like initial reactions to this.
Right.
So when that dancer magically showed up, I lost my fucking mind. But also, okay,
I mean,
I
I
want to
was
go.
just on board because I was like, give me something. And then now I was like, now you're giving me too much. Like, he went
Yeah.
from a drawing room comedy to like an over the top, almost a Cecil B. DeMille spectacle musical that I have no clue what this is about. And also, the music was weird and their singing was sort of unintelligible. Listen, unintelligible singing. I watched this on Tubi. John Riley, when I tell you that the captions frequently said unintelligible, I wanted to throw something at the TV.
I rented this on Prime and
The captions often said unintelligible on Tubi, and I said, "You
and
lazy motherfuckers."
what happened though on Prime is like I watch everything with captions, so
Yeah.
dialogue great, but then once they got to a song, no captions.
Oh, lazy, lazy captioners.
No, I'm just sitting there like, What are they saying? You know, I mean, for the people who are hard of hearing or deaf, you know, that use
You're
captions,
fucked. It's over.
you're just watching like a silent movie then at that point
And
because their mouths are moving, but there's no.
also the issue with why I assume the AI captions didn't work is that they're singing in this old style operetta sound frequently, and their vowels are really distorted. And so it is hard to understand them. Like, it isn't like contemporary singing where you can really understand, like contemporary Broadway singing, I should say, where you can really understand, like they work on their diction so that you're understood. They didn't
Right.
care. These guys are like, they're singing like Jeanette McDonald and Nelson. They're singing like fucking what, and you're, I have no idea what you're saying.
Right, 'cause
And
we're still in like the early stages of talkies.
yeah,
So.
and it's right out of the operetta phase of like theater music. And it's kind of good for the time, I would say. I mean, like in context, I go, oh, that's not terrible music. It's weird, but it's also completely unintelligible. And I rewatched parts of it just to go like, oh, I see. Oh, I know what they're saying. Like the one. So when they get to the party, they do all these numbers, but then all of a sudden, this woman appears and she calls herself Madame Satan, and she's like in a disguise where you can't tell who she is. Obviously, we know it's the wife from the first party when. But quote unquote, we can't know she's, and she's speaking with an accent, and she's singing with this accent. And I was like, I can't understand what she's saying. And then I watched the numbers again, and then I kind of, my ear got used to it, so I did. But the subtitles just kept saying unintelligible singing. It just kept saying unintelligible. And I was like, fuck you.
Well, so okay, I want to take a step back for a second. Did this feel like a play to you?
Yes. A hundred.
Yeah.
It felt like an operetta that they had filmed. And I'm
I
going to
don't
tell you,
even
it is
I
a plot point from an operetta. Like the whole thing about a wife in disguise to catch her husband is from another operetta, and it's just been retooled, and it's much more interesting in this one, actually. It's less sort of like drawing roomy.
Well, even the first part, because there's a lot of things that were happening that I'm like, this doesn't work on film, but it can work on stage.
And I think that's why I say it's an early attempt. What it felt like was that it is an early attempt at great filmmaking, but they still haven't figured it out yet. Like they're like, this doesn't work. And DeMille gets better. He obviously got better because he became a massive star filmmaker, but this one was not that.
No, because like in the beginning, like Angela, I'm not sure if she's an idiot or if she knows everything that's going on and trying to catch people in the lie.
Yeah, I
Because
had that same thought. I was like, is she just dumb or is she just actually playing dumb?
right, because like when she goes to Jimmy, their friend's apartment, no, then they go to Trixie's apartment,
Trixie. That name.
The mistress,
The
the
mistress
mistress,
whore.
yeah, and then
The showgirl mistress whore.
they're gaslighting her to be like, no, it's the friend's wife, not your husband's mistress. Your
Yeah.
husband's definitely not cheating on you, girlfriend, and you're like,
Yeah.
no, like
And
it.
there's no indication that she knows what's going on. And then when she appears at the party, you're like, oh, she knows what's going on. So then why is
Well,
she so.
and like there are moments where I'm like, but she knows. I mean.
She
She
does know
can
because she's
see,
there.
she read
Like,
the article too.
yeah,
Because
why
that
is
was the
she
whole
acting like
thing. Like, there's
this?
that
Yeah.
newspaper article that, like, her husband and his friend got into a car accident, and there was
With
another
a girl.
woman, and another woman was in the car,
And
and
the
they.
other woman was pretending to be his wife. So it's like,
Yes. So you're just
yeah.
like, okay, well, clearly you know he's lying. And Bob is the worst person in this whole movie.
I hate him.
I
He's
hated
the
him.
husband. Bob is
The
the husband.
husband. He,
I
because
can't
he
stand him.
gaslights his wife into saying, no, I'm not cheating on you, even though clearly I am, and I'm lying through my teeth. And then he
He
said, he's
said,
like,
I
I
don't
want to
love her, but
break.
I respect my wife. It's like, fuck you. You don't
I
respect.
want to end our marriage because you don't love me anymore. Or like, I think I'm going to paraphrase and use more modern language, be like, the sex isn't spicy enough for me. You know,
We're not getting it on enough.
it feels like it's that. Like, that's the reason. And
You're like,
then,
you say, she's like cold, and it's like, okay, what does
yeah.
that mean? You know.
And then he goes to the party and he's there with Trixie, the girlfriend, but then Madam Satan shows up and he clearly cannot tell that it's his wife because he's a fucking moron. But,
But also, well, to be fair, she's doing a really, like, that actress, whatever her name was, is doing a really good job of, like, disguising her voice, disguising her movement. I mean, you look at her, you know, obviously it's her, but she's playing it off well. And that was the one thing that kept me going, was I was like, oh, I kind of like what she's doing. It's kind of, and the dress was great.
the
Like
dress was fantastic. I mean,
and
that
her
was
cowl
bad.
and her mask were fantastic.
I
Like, that was
honestly
like,
feel like that was super risque for a 1930s film.
well, it was like, it looked like it had hands grabbing her boobs.
Yeah,
Like, it was great.
and
And it was sexy as,
a lot of skin showing, quote unquote, even though it's like
yeah.
illusion.
Yeah, it's a nude illusion dress, but it was good, and it had a train with beads on it. It was sequins. It was fabulous.
And
All the costumes in that party were fabulous. Like, I mean, the
fabulous, yeah.
women's costumes, not the men's costumes. They were dumb, but
It was kind of like, I have a thing against
a lot of
costume parties.
showgirly costumes with like big feathers and big headdresses, and which I'm a girl. Yeah, that I'm telling you, give me something here.
I honestly feel like a lot of costume parties in TV and film I don't like because, like, when we're at like a teen party and they're all wearing couture or
Yeah, you're like,
like.
shut up.
You're
Don't.
like, no,
Bullshit.
this doesn't feel real. Like, you would all go to Spirit Halloween and just buy whatever you can and make it
Yeah.
work. Or
Yeah.
do tape
Yeah.
cardboard to your body and you're like, I'm a dice or whatever.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
with this one, I kind of expected this type because it is, like we
It's
said, the
on a
time period.
Zeppelin.
It's on a Zeppelin and like we're in Manhattan, question mark?
Oh yeah, no idea. No idea.
We're in a
No.
metropolitan city. I
Yeah,
think it's
we're in
supposed to be New
Metropolis, it turns
York.
out. Yeah.
And then to go back to Why I Hate Bob, he hits on Madam Satan, and then it's revealed to be his wife, and he's like, oh, now I'm gonna show you my double standards. And you're like,
Ugly.
what?
Well,
And
it was so I and then I got mad at her for wanting him. I was like, girl, have some self-respect and walk away from this piece of shit. Fuck this guy.
I got mad at the screenwriters because they're all women.
Well, and we also have to remember it's 1930, and this is and it was very different idea-wise, you know. And also, it could have been that DeMille was the one who changed that plot. Like, he could have overridden them,
Probably.
you know, because it's like three women would have written this. I don't think so.
I mean, I know that they probably would have written the first part where she's just like, I'm gonna win him back, kind of a thing. 'Cause that feels like a modern day rom-com, right? Where you catch him cheating and like some people, because of however long the relationship is or whatever, they want to go back to them. That's your business. That's fine.
Yep,
But like
yep,
when you
yep,
catch
yep.
him actively cheating on the woman he's cheating on you with, because you, it's so like convoluted to be like he cheated on Angela with Trixie, and then he's cheating on Trixie with Madam Satan slash Angela,
Who's his wife?
who's
Yeah.
his wife. So you're
It's
just
his
like.
wife in masquerade, yeah, in a disguise.
Which I feel like has been done again and
Oh no.
again, because,
Oh,
like
I'm
you
telling
said.
you, it's literally like, I think it's even a Shakespeare plot. Like, I think it's just a so basic,
Yeah.
and it ended up being frustrating because now looking at it from 2026, I go, what the fuck? This is they're teaching women this is how you behave. Like, oh, so
Yeah.
you chase the guy even though he's a piece of shit because he's got the money and you don't. That's probably what, because it's like, if you don't maintain your relationship, you're turned out into the street, and what are you going to do? Be a waitress? Not at 30, you know? You're gonna be a prostitute. No one's gonna want you because you're 30. You're not 12. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
it was just indicative of the systemic misogyny, the systemic, you know, like pedophilia that was happening. These women were like children getting married to these men. It's just this. We have changed so much that that's why I think it was hard to watch, in a sort of plot moral context, because Jesus,
Yeah.
women, you know, no wonder so many women are angry and having to like fucking talk about this shit because it's like, this is where it all comes from. And then the movie is saying, this is how you should act.
It's so upsetting
Yeah.
because, like,
And then she goes back, and then she, like, literally the Zeppelin is falling down, and she goes, save me, I love you, I want to be with you. And he's being a dick to her. I mean, he does save her, and he does give her the last parachute, but.
and then in the epilogue, he's a dick to her and be like, oh, you were such a whore dressed as Madame Satan. And she's like, but you
But
hit
you,
on me.
yeah, that was my favorite moment because she did go, but you liked it, and so fucking own it. Like, that was that for me. That was like, okay, there's a little bit of payoff there,
Yeah, but still, I was
but
just
a
like,
little bit. I say a little.
I'm like, girl, like,
Oh man,
but
I
also,
did.
I think the runtime was just way too long for this
Okay,
because there.
that was probably going to be one of my flats. It's like this movie could have been 90 minutes long.
Yeah,
If that, 85, you because there's there you could cut so much and it would have been more effective and actually more interesting because there's just a lot of fat that you go, why are we still in this moment? Like, why is this
because
taking so long?
a lot of the gaslighty moments are like when they're confronting each other, but then they just needed to like tighten it up a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just 2 full hours. And you're like, even in that first scene should have been like 15 minutes. Like you could get the information out and move on and then get to the party.
Or like and like a lot of the comedy that that's happening is like of mistaken identity, but also like, you know, it's a lot, it feels like a lot of this period comedy, like
Yeah.
screwball comedy, where you're like, oh
But
no, we see her
not that
coming and she
screwball-y.
doesn't
Yeah.
see me coming or
Yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like in the opening when they're sneaking into to go to bed because they were arrested and they see her coming down the stairs, but she doesn't see them. And I'm just sitting
Oh,
there like,
so dumb.
why? That's why I feel like I really looked into it. It's not a play. This is a movie,
No.
first and
This is
foremost.
legitimately only a bit of movie. Yeah, there's no source material.
But I feel like it should have just been a play because a lot of the stuff that they were directed to do was like an like I think I would
But
forgive it
that's how films
more.
were then. I mean, this is
You're right.
the films from this period, from the 20s and the 30s, they were just theater filmed essentially. And film matured through that process of like, okay, we've done that. Let's move on from this. And then things got more subtle and more finely drawn and more interesting, and using the camera to tell the story better rather than just like a static shot of watching people do stuff. You know what I mean? Like it got way more refined after this period. But this it because it was like, oy,
The other thing
oy.
too is like at the towards the end they like slam together a bunch of musical numbers. I'm just sitting there like the fuck? Like right before the
Well,
crash they're
like the party itself becomes like an operetta. It's very weird. Like they sing dialogue and like they're and the whole song, well, or maybe that's a song, but there's a whole the whole song of when she appears, it's just very like musicalized. Like it's the party elevates, and then when the lightning hits the Zeppelin, then all of a sudden no one's singing anymore.
And now it's a
And then it's
disaster
a
movie
disaster
where
movie.
everybody survives. I'm just like, you couldn't have killed Bob. Like, you could have killed Bob and
Can we
everything would
just
have been
talk about
fine.
how Bob survives that? Because that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever
Oh
seen in my life.
my God. He.
So, for the audience, the
Go
Zeppelin
ahead.
has now split in half, much like the Titanic. It has been struck by lightning and it has split in half and it is falling to the earth. Well, it was untethered by from its tower and floating around whatever city we're in. We think it's Manhattan. And then once it splits in half, people are jumping off of it in parachutes in this very bizarre contraption of parachute ejecting
They put
device.
a harness on and then they connect it to a line that is on the
That
outside that
and
they
it
then.
pulls the parachute out from a tube. It's
Yeah,
very
like when they
odd.
fall,
It,
it falls, the parachute falls out. So
which might
instead
have
of
been real.
like,
I don't know. I have no idea if that was a real thing.
I mean, so instead of like what we see in movies today where you're wearing like a backpack that you release the parachute, and you float up and you float down. Like this one, I guess they just went with gravity. So they're like, okay, if you fall, the chute will open up.
Right. And it
with you.
automatically opens as it's coming out of this tube. And so Bob gives Angela, his wife, who had been Madame Satan, the because she reveals herself to him, and
Yes.
he turns on her and basically is like, "You are a whore," and blah 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 blah, and like, I'm not
And
those words, but essentially.
basically, and then the crash happens, and he's like, now I'm going to be the hero, and the audience is going to love me. And I'm like, no,
Well,
I don't
it
like
hasn't.
you.
Well, you're skipping the part that I wanted to tell, which is that when it's falling, he's launched Angela off the Zeppelin, and then it's falling to the earth, and he sees an opportunity to, because he has got no parachute, and he sees the opportunity to jump off of it into the water as it's falling, and does, and survives uninjured.
No, he has some injuries at the
Oh, he
end.
does. You're right. He's a broken arm. But minor injuries, not like
But I'm just
it's
sitting there like,
like, are you kidding? He jumps into the water as it's falling.
a few things I want to
Please.
talk about this, by the way. One,
Hit
Bob
me.
stops the orchestra from jumping off
To make them
to make
play.
them play, and they do. And I'm just sitting there like, I get it. I guess you're trying to pay homage to the Titanic, but
Right.
like these people have an opportunity to save themselves, and they should.
But
So
they don't because they're gonna play. What the fuck?
was this a comedic beat? Was this
Was
just
this meant to
another
be funny? Yeah,
like
I
was it
don't get that.
because he's having a hero moment of like helping people get connected to the parachute lines and then also getting
But
a
you're staying to
harness,
play.
but then
Like,
getting harnesses for himself and for Angela, even though Angela gives hers to Trixie.
oh yeah, that was another thing. It was like, wait. And it's funny because it's actually an interesting scene because she like gives it to Trixie, but kind of is a like a bitch to her, and like it's like, oh, just put it on. Oh, just, you know, she's just like, and she's like, help me put it on. She's like, oh God, but just put, you know, it was like really weirdly. I bought it for some reason. Like I was like, oh, this kind of okay. She's actually a good, and let's just point out her name is Angela, but she appears as Madame Satan, Angel Satan. Got it? Okay.
Oh, I didn't pick up
Like,
on that.
girl, it's so I was just like, come on now.
The way that it was shot of them falling from the sky was actually really well done, in my opinion.
I wish I could tell you because remember, there's no CGI. This is all matte composition shots.
Yep.
This was like something was they were running on. We didn't have green screen in 1930. Like, I don't know how they did it. It was fucking amazing. Like, so it must have been a groundbreaking film for in some ways, but
Yeah, and like the
I don't
way
know. I
they
don't know.
I like the way they incorporated humor with that, where like people are shouting at each other when they're falling.
Yeah, it was
There's that
funny.
one, I think it's tri actually Trixie that gets stuck on the weather vane and is like, I can't leave or
Oh, at the
whatever.
end, at once
Yeah.
they've landed, like people are getting stuck on things, and like
Yeah.
the one guy ended up inside of the of a
Jimmy
was it
the
a lion?
friend
Was it
ends
the
up.
lion cage? Is that where he ended
And
up?
yes, and then, but like the other thing that
And
boggles my mind is like, I'm sure a Zeppelin getting struck by lightning makes a shit ton of noise and like a really loud boom, it's an actual explosion. And so, and you're seeing people flying out of like falling out of the sky in parachutes. So everyone in New York City, question mark,
yeah,
like,
whatever city this was.
whatever city, like the pedestrians just being like, what the fuck is happening? Like, they would have seen it. They would have heard it. You know, I know technology isn't the same as, like is nothing compared to what it is
But
today.
if there was a giant Zeppelin f suddenly floating free in the sky that was struck by lightning, you would be like, what the fuck?
And then falling and
And crashing to the earth.
crashing to the
God.
earth and like, yeah, I, if it was, it felt like everyone was like, was on drugs, was on the drugs you were on.
Because I was ho clearly hallucinating because I was convinced I did not. I was like, I literally woke up like the next morning was like, did I that I dreamt that. That's not what happened in the movie. And then I watched it again last night, the you know, from the party onward, and I was like, oh no, that happened. That was what happened.
I have to say though, like, I didn't like the first half, liked the second half.
Yeah, that is, I mean, that would have been my my thought, I was gonna, yeah, that's what I was gonna say, is that first part of the movie is just like, God damn, what is this?
All the exposition and all the gaslighting and all this emotion that then gets flipped
Yeah,
once they
what
go on
just,
the Zeppelin.
and also the fact that like she does want to catch him, and she does this whole thing with the Madame Satan, you know, character is really fun and interesting, and I wanted it to be a better developed situation. Like I wanted it to feel like we got more out of it, because it just turns into like an operetta, and it's a very thinly veiled, like thinly plotted moment of like it was it yeah, it was just more interesting. Like the less from that point forward, the movie is actually an interesting movie, and it's an hour and 10 minutes of 15 minutes of interesting, you know. Yeah.
Like, okay, so Kay Johnson played Angela slash Madame Satan. She fabulous.
She was wonderful. I loved her. Yeah.
Lillian Roth played Trixie. Wonderful as well.
Adorable. Hilarious. Yeah.
But I want to talk about Elsa Peterson, who played
Who was.
Martha the maid, where in the opening, in the
Oh, wait, we
beginning,
forgot. We didn't talk about her. Yeah. Go.
it felt like, we weren't going to hear anything from Kay Johnson because she's, I felt like in the opening, she was more like the actor, and Elsa Peterson, they gave her some songs to
And
sing. And she's the one that's singing them very operatic and everything. So I guess they wanted to showcase her talents as well, but
yeah, she, I wonder if she was like a vaudeville star that got this part, you know,
yeah.
like I wonder if she was somebody in the time, you know.
But before Matt the titular song or Meet Madam, like I honestly thought our lead was not going to sing anything.
Same. I completely agree, and I thought it was really interesting that like this maid was the one that was getting all the music from the beginning, and then all of a sudden the next song was from Trixie, and in the other scene, and you're like, oh, so the lead is never gonna sing, is she?
So here's a fun fact about Elsa Peterson. This is like her first feature length film. Before this, in 1922, she did a short, and then this is her second credit.
But what's her stage work? I'm curious about. Like,
I can't find anything because
yeah,
like on
maybe no one, yeah.
Wikipedia there isn't like a hyperlink for her name, so I can't click
I
on
just,
anything
my
else.
theory is that someone like her would have been someone they would have seen in like the vaudeville circuit in America or in the UK, and then pulled her and been like, I want her to do this.
Yeah.
That's my theory, because that happened a lot.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. Maybe
Because
she
the
was
teens and
like,
20s, you know,
maybe she.
she was just a, you know, a girl singer, and they liked her, and they thought, oh, she'd be good for the maid. Let's put a song in or two in for her, you know, that kind of thing.
Let's give her two songs and then we'll never see her again.
And we never, she didn't even come back at the end.
No.
Like, what? I was like, where did she go? I liked her.
I wish she was at the party, being.
Yeah, she may have been as an extra. You never, like, what? Yeah, who knows? The party, what? The costumes, everything. That was what I was just like, what is happening right now?
And then, like, they were being introduced as their costumed
Yeah.
characters.
Electricity.
Henry VIII and his wives, and you're just like,
You're like,
what?
what?
And then I was expecting them to sing like the Mega Six from Six, the musical, and that
Of
didn't
course you
happen.
would.
And I went,
Of
God
course
damn it.
you
Oh my goodness. I'm glad we're on the same page about this one because I
Yeah.
know you gave me a
Yeah.
list of things, a list of topics for MGM month. And I was like, ooh, this sounds intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, I was just game because, like I said, I'm really interested in like seeing the origins of like what early movies to see what we were doing that back then, and it's really obvious they were still figuring it out, because this one is clunky as fuck.
Well, because this was before when we did Victor und Victoria, because I believe that was
But that's
33.
German. Also remember, that's Germany. It's not, this is America. This is DeMille. That German filmmakers were doing something different then, and also there was like a golden age of like artists and artistry right before the Nazis took over, and that and Victor und Victoria was part of that. Like it was like an artistic golden age, because it's, that movie's good.
Yes.
and
Yeah. And
successful. And it's very similar in its style to what this is, but it's good. It's like way better.
I love it. I love it that, I'm glad that, well, and you didn't watch this before because, like you said, you just found, you were like, okay, I'll do MGM. Let's
I knew
research.
nothing about it. I was vaguely aware that it was meant to be like in film history, it has a place. Like people have talked about it. I just have a vague idea of it. Like I know film historians refer to it sometimes, and I was like, huh, that movie, I'd like to watch that. And it was on Tubi. It's free on Tubi, and it's a good copy. It's just you have to, it breaks into commercials. That's all. So.
And I have to say, according to the Wikipedia page, that we're not alone in this thought. It's been called one of the oddest films that DeMille has made, because, like I said, the boudoir comedy genre that he created, I guess, or that brought him success,
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
was like a 20s filmmaking device that he used.
Yeah, sure.
So,
And he's also the king of disaster. He's the one that started the disaster picture thing. That was him.
oh, really? I didn't know that.
As far as I understand, because he was about doing epics, and the epics always involved a disaster. And so, I mean, he's sort of the beginning of all that. Like,
He did 70 feature films starting in the silent era and then going to
yeah,
sound. Damn.
that's why Norma Desmond refers to him, because he was like literally iconic.
Right. I mean, yeah.
And
Damn.
also because he was silent films to sound and did it successfully. Like he didn't tank. He figured it out. So that's why his movies got better for sure. Like this was just not a great film because he was early in his career, I would imagine.
He did 14 films in 1915. The
Wow. So that's like
fuck? Granted, they're
more than any of the
silent
amount.
films,
Right.
and like, I feel like
And
even
also,
around
there was a
this
bit of a
time.
machinery. There's also a bit of a like a factory, like they all the because the sets were all the same. They would just move. They would just use the same sets over and over again, that kind of thing.
But even during the 30s, like they were just cranking them out left and right.
Yeah. And also, a film was 1 hour and 10 minutes, though. Remember that. It wasn't like a high piece of
Well,
art. Like,
this was a longer film because it was 1 hour and 56 minutes.
oh.
So,
Oh, you mean Madame Satan?
Madame Satan, yes. But I mean,
Yeah.
like, yeah, you're right. I guess in 1915, some of those
A
14
film was like
films,
1 hour, you know.
yeah. And it was usually some like minimal cuts because they were filming it on film and that was
And
expensive.
they were also static shots. Like they didn't do multiple shots. Like they'd be like, here's the sequences. We're doing it in one shot. You got to get it right, you know,
Even in
that kind
this
of thing.
movie, like I think we got a little bit of close-ups and everything, but he was doing some moves. Like it was one static shot, but they were like moving it around or like doing some zoom-ins, especially during the machinery dance, whatever that thing is called. When we're on the Zeppelin and the ensemble is doing there. The choreography felt a little pedestrian, but I was also just like, oh, they're being a machine though. So
Yeah, it
it
was wild.
works.
I mean, I thought it was really cool and interesting because it was meant to be like symbolic of something. I don't know what it was, but it was symbolic.
Yeah, and it kind of reminded me of like I think it was also the beginning of modern dance.
It looked like it. That's what it looked like. Yeah, and again, the costumes. I wish it was in color because I would love to have seen what these really look like because they were so cool. They all looked really neat.
Just to see what actually, like, I want to know what that shit was on Madame Satan's chin. Are they flames?
I
What
think it
are.
was, oh yeah, I mean, I think it was meant to be like an extension of her cowl, of her mask, but it was, I think it's meant to be abstract because the one you're talking about here, like on this, like on her chin,
On our
and
chins,
it
yeah.
looked like it attached in the image to the rest of the mask to me.
It didn't.
You're
I'm
shaking
looking
your
at it
head
right
no, okay.
now.
It doesn't.
I think it's supposed to be like in the 1700s where
Oh,
people
a
would
massive mole.
put fake moles or fabric on their faces. I think it's supposed
Oh.
to be like that
But
in a
also
way.
remember, it's like the idea might be that they're trying to like obscure her face without obscuring her face. So like they're trying to do something so that she doesn't look
Right.
like herself. Because her
But
lipstick was really drawn over her lips, and that wasn't how it was on the when she was Angela and
and what
whatever.
I love the little detail that like that severe eye makeup is part of the mask.
Right. So at first I thought, oh, look at that eye makeup. And then you realize, no, that's painted on the mask. So when she takes off her mask, she just looks normal.
When
Is wild. Is wild.
unless they
Did it
did
cut?
some cut magic, theater movie magic, where when she opens the mask, it's like we're seeing the clean angelic face of Angela,
No, but you see it on the
Angel.
mask. Like you when she opens the mask, it's the mask is only a tiny little eye slit, and then she closes it immediately in a close-up, and you see that it's painted eye makeup on the mask. So you
But
do see it.
what I'm saying is like maybe they actually like they there's two masks. There's one
Oh.
that has the painted eye makeup on for those close-up revealing moments,
Oh, maybe.
but then
Yeah.
when there's a larger eye hole that they actually painted her eyes to that severely.
Whatever it was, I loved
It
her
was so
costume.
cool.
It
And
was so fucking neat. And
it
I was like,
was
this is what kept my attention, because I was like, the clothes were fabulous. And the
for the
scenic
party.
and the party elements were fabulous. Like the scenic elements were fabulous.
Yeah.
Like it was really interesting. Like that whole middle section was so interesting.
The Zeppelin portion of it, like that hour, because I mean, I'm assuming that like the last scene was probably the 10 minutes, and then obviously there's 50 minutes beforehand. So like that, however long that chunk is on the Zeppelin,
Yeah.
was the most entertaining and the movie itself.
Yeah. That was the movie for me. Yeah.
But is
Yeah.
there anything else you want to talk about before we get it sharp and flat?
Did we talk about it? We talked about the crash that got me. Yeah, no, and how much we hate the dad, the
The
husband.
husband, yeah.
Yeah. No, we did it. We did it.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Sharp flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I wrote down about the same amount for each. So what do you want to
Go.
start with?
I always like to start with the negative, so we end on the positive.
Great. So the first one is kind of a silly one. My first flat is that we don't really see the full article on Bob's arrest.
Yeah, we
Because
don't. Yeah.
I'm just like, I was waiting for it to scroll down and finish, because sometimes they
They do.
in
Yeah.
these movies, they do
Yeah.
that, but
You
they
see the whole
didn't.
thing. Yeah. You get to read it.
So it ended with on a open-ended sentence. I'm also flatting Bob. No shit. Flat for the pacing. Especially like in the opening, that 50 minutes before pre-Zeppelin. It was just like we could trim a lot of this down.
Absolutely.
I'm also flatting Prime for not having captions during the songs. How dare they? It's the fucking 21st century. This film is almost 100 years old, everyone. I think I can get captions on the songs. Thank you very much.
Most ridiculous thing. I was like, well, how is it that you can't understand what they're saying? We're supposed to have the captions.
And then my last flat is that Angela ends up with Bob at the end. I'm like, that she goes through all this, and he calls her a whore, and he b because he thought he was hitting on somebody else, and you still love him, girl,
Girl,
girl.
we have to talk.
We yeah. But I mean, I see your point now that you mentioned like something about because they are high society people,
I think it ha I mean,
so.
I think in this world, it's more about she has to stay with him for money, because what's she gonna do? This
Right.
is this she was an indentured servant, essentially.
But still, girl.
Oh no,
What
awful,
were
awful,
your
awful.
flats if you had any other ones?
Oh no, yeah, I mean, you really much covered mine, but honestly, like I couldn't stand Bob. I just hated him. For me, I mean, you said pacing. For me, it was just that it is too long. Like I I'm happy to stay in that party scene for as long as we stayed because it was kind of wild and it was interesting and it kept my attention. It was just what bookended it. I didn't think warranted. I mean, I guess it was an hour because I kept stopping it to go do things and then come back to it because I was hating it so much. So for me, it was just it needed to be shorter, period. But I mean, I don't mean because I just with my attention was like waning. It was because I think it just had a lot of scenes where you're like, this doesn't need to be here. We're just in a shot that is taking so long. And why is this reaction here so fucking long? Just move on, keep moving on. Like it just tell us the story more economically. That was an issue for me. But also, I mean, you said this, but I'm gonna say it slightly differently. It was like when we got to the end, I was like, this is such an ugly message to send to anyone. Like
Yes.
he's such a terrible person. And she was actually wonderful and interesting. And her as a character, I liked her. As an actress, I liked her. I just hated that she went back to him. I hated that she told him she loved him. I hated that she was groveling for him. I was like, this woman needs to have more self-respect because she's fabulous and he's a piece of garbage.
I think if there was a line about what you're saying, like, she's used to this kind of lifestyle. She can't give up this lifestyle. She doesn't know what else to do. I mean, I know that's probably also a little risque for this time period to
I
say
think
that
so
out
too.
loud,
Yes, I
but
think
I
that's part
feel
of it.
like in our modern brains, if there was something like that, we would have forgiven this movie more than we do.
Because because there isn't anything. It's just she's basically saying, because you don't love me anymore, and I want you to love me again, and I love you. And I was like, ew. You stop.
Right.
No.
And
Get have your feelings, but walk away because this man's not good.
then also Trixie gets butt hurt because when she's the mistress, it's
Oh.
fine. But when she's getting cheated on, it's not fine.
I completely forgot about that. Yes. And it's just like, ew. It's also the fact that the tone of the women with each other is ugly, except for the maid. And like the
Yes.
maid is like a lovely character who's trying to like say something nice and supportive to her mistress, and then we never see her again.
Which I think the maid at points were just like, girl.
I mean, it's basically what she was singing about. It's like, get it together, don't do this.
Girl.
My other flats were like that I really wanted there to, I mean, I think, well, I'm trying to say this without giving away my sharps, but like in the party scene, like you go, this is a musical. And I was sort of like, it went from being a play or a movie with no music or an occasional song to full-blown musical to not. So I wanted it to be more consistent in the musicality of it. Like I wanted songs at the beginning, I wanted songs at the end. Because once you're in the middle, you're like, this is a full-blown musical. This is an operetta.
I mean, there were a couple of songs in the beginning, but it didn't feel the same because, like you said,
It
we're
was just like a
getting.
song kind of shoved in the middle of a scene. You're like, huh, why? Oh.
I
And then
feel
the
like.
ending wasn't a musical ending. It just sort of ended with the guy with the friend walking away. And you're like, so it just felt inconsistent. But also, I think maybe that's because the formula or the form that worked hadn't been found yet at this time in history and in entertainment. You know, like that opening, have a good opening number and have a good closer. We didn't have that.
I think this is like a failed Reese's peanut butter cup where
It's the first recipe and it didn't work.
yes, it's the first pancake of it where like it's
There it
surrounded
is. That's it.
by one movie and then in the middle it's another movie entirely.
And the middle movie was the successful part, whereas
Yes.
the yeah, and you go, that's so I mean, I think that's probably why it's in film history, because when now that we've sort of dissected it, we're like, oh, there is something good here. It just is. It's so surrounded by so many problematic things.
Yeah, and then like we keep harping on, it's glorifying cheating. Like
Glorifying cheating and glorifying women being desperate to like get their man back, and you're like, don't want him back? What do you? And this is, of course, the perspective of two gay men who are like just not fucking deal. I was like, no, girl, I'm never, don't ever go back to this man. But when it's you stuck in a relationship where you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do without him. I have no money. I have no life. Then maybe that's why you want to work on it.
But like I said, I wish there was, I think to, in order to mend some of this, I'm not going to say fix it. I'm going to just say mend because I don't think it'll 100% fix the plot of this movie. But like if they, if she said something along the lines of, you know, I don't have money or I don't know what to do after, like if I were, if he were to leave me, then there's some stakes involved. But I think
I see
because
what you
there
mean.
weren't
Yeah, I see what you
stakes, the two of us are
mean.
mad
It
at
was just
this.
true love. You're like,
Yeah.
ugh, God.
Anyway, sharp.
Yeah.
Unless you have any other flats?
No, that was it.
Great. Sharps. Okay. Speaking of characters that go away, my first sharp is to the reaction of Trixie's friends when they meet Angela. Because I was just like, they're the gays. They just went, what? You're because they all know who Bob is and they use Bob's full name like prior to Angela showing up, and she just goes, "Oh, I'm Angela, last name." And they all go, "Oh, you're the
Yeah,
wife."
yeah, yeah.
And then the I'm gonna call them the gay best friends. The gay best friends are just like, "Oh, we gotta go, but we want to be here for the drama, but we shouldn't be here for the drama. So we know our place, but call us, girl, if you need help." I'm also sharping Trixie. Her delusional confidence is something I strive for every day.
She, as a character, I enjoyed her immensely. As an actress, I enjoyed her immensely. I just didn't like the character, but I liked the actress.
Yes. I think you'll agree with me. Sharp to the masquerade costumes.
Oh, hundred
I
percent.
mean, we already said it already, but I just wanted
Hundred
to
percent.
underline it. I want to also sharp Madame Satan's mask monologue, where I think it's right
I'm
when
nodding. I'm nodding. I'm
the
nodding. No,
contest is
continue. I'm nodding.
happening,
Yeah.
and she has this, they want her to take her mask off, and she goes, "Oh no, I'm not even, you know what, I'm not gonna try the French accent." She's like, "No, I'm gonna leave mine on," and then she calls people out for shit that
She
happens.
no, what she actually says was, yes, I'll be happy to take it off, but you got to take off yours,
You're
is what
mad.
she's saying.
Yes. Well, and
And
she's
it's
talking.
kind of fabulous because she's saying how corrupt and two-faced everyone is.
Yes, she's
And she's
re.
like singling people out, and it's great. I was like, ooh, that's what I'm saying. The party is good. Like that
Yeah.
whole, the whole, all of the script, the singing, the music, it's all really good. Like I was like, oh, I'm watching this again. Because again,
Yeah.
I was like, did I hallucinate that?
Sharp to the party then,
Yeah,
because
as a whole, just
that whole
definitely,
section, yeah.
definitely mine. Yeah.
I'm gonna sharp to the camera work during the destruction, because there was like they were doing things,
Oh,
and
without question. Like make creating technology without having, like they probably had no clue what they were doing until they did it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm sure Dutch angles were a thing like when from the beginning of film history, but like they were moving around the set at some points and
And remember, these
creating
are
and.
giant cameras on tracks that you had to
Yes.
set up. Like, this wasn't easy.
So I think instead of like how now we could, I'm gonna, I've never worked on a film set really, but I feel like it's easier now to tilt a camera to give it that,
It just
like.
depends. I mean, like, because I've been on different sets, and like some cameras, like the Welcome to Chippendales, they were on tracks. They were still on fucking tracks.
But I'm
Like,
saying like with modern technology, it's a little easier to be like,
You can have a
oh.
smaller camera for sure.
Oh,
Yeah.
we're doing it's a disaster movie. Great. So we don't have to make a set piece to tilt it. We can easily
Oh
tilt the
no, I
camera.
think that set piece did tilt. I think
That's what
it
I'm
was,
saying. Like they were doing things, and then.
yeah. So they had like a tilting room that everyone was in because you could see everything move and it like, and it, oh, that it was so, I was like,
So smart.
wow. So, and it was probably like an entire set that they had hundreds of like crew guys moving this damn room, like pushing on it, you know?
And then my last sharp is for the shots of people falling with the parachutes. 'Cause
For real.
it was
For
so
real.
interesting. And
For real. Yeah, I would agree.
it kind of reminded me of the end of Mary Poppins Returns, but in reverse. So like in
I
this
don't
one,
remember
they're
what happened.
in this movie, they're falling with parachutes, but in that movie, they're floating with balloons.
Oh,
So
right.
it feels like I'm not sure. I'm not going to say that they were inspired by this movie, but it feels like they were inspired by this movie.
Understood, understood, understood. Yeah, yeah,
What were
yeah.
your sharps?
I absolutely am still obsessed with her costume, her Madame Satan costume. It is every time she got on screen, I would like lean in and be like, "Wait, what is that? Wait, there's a train? Is that a glove? Is that a sleeve?" It was just so cool and beautiful and unique. And I still, even to this day, you go. That would, if someone wore that to like the Met Gala, people would lose their fucking minds. Like, it is so good. And so that specifically, also the party scene as a whole, I just like the numbers. I actually really, okay, wait, I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead. The party scene as a whole, the numbers are fantastic. It was beautifully filmed. The costumes were interesting. Also, one of my sharps is that song that she sings, where she's like, voila, every time. I watched that like twice now, and I was so fascinated because it's like she's, it's called, it's, is that the one,
Is it
All
Meet
I Know?
Madam?
It might be inside, it might be like part of that because she keeps going like, voila, and then she sings it at the end as well as like a reveal to him where he like, it, like she's already revealed herself, but she confirms that it's her by like singing the part of that song again. I really enjoy that song. For me, that's the only song that I would be like, oh, I actually think that's a great number. And it inspired the party scene inspired me to think like this could work. It if they just did the front and the end better, because it's such a engaging sequence of like a woman taking back her power, even though she gives it right back away again
Right.
at the end. But like, it was really that to me, I was like really into that whole sequence and the song itself I liked. But I love the maid. I have to sharp the maid. I loved Trixie, even though I didn't like the character. I liked the actress and I liked what she was doing. And also Trixie's costume, the one with the weird
The
feathers and the
feather.
one with the kids. And like, I don't know what was happening, but it was crazy. I loved it. And at one time, like Angela like had to bat it out of her face in the shot. Like, it was just fantastic. Like, the clothes were fantastic, especially for the women in the party scene.
Like the when the comedy hit, it hit right.
Yeah, and it was very authentic. It was very honest feeling.
Yeah. Would you add in the songs to your life's playlist?
That one, voila, that one, voila. I think it's fun. It's
I didn't write any down, if I'm gonna be totally
weird as
honest.
shit, but I enjoyed it. I would actually put it on a playlist. I would, because it's strange and like kind of sexy. And she's like, my arms around you, voila. You know, like it's just weird and I liked it.
And you know what? I'm gonna ha I have one more question. And I'm going to ask it specifically for this one, just because this movie is old.
Yeah.
Would you like to see a remake?
Honestly, yes. And that was kind of what I was saying about the party scene, that like if someone attacked this and said, I'm gonna do it in the period, I'm gonna keep it in the period and still do it kind of opulent, and or like if Baz Luhrmann did it, like I would think that would be
Okay.
really interesting because he could probably bring his own spin to it, but still kind of keep the opulence and the almost garish like quality of the costumes in that middle section. And I would be, because I would be really into it, because I feel like there's something there that works. It's just the beginning of films. You know, it's the early stages of filmmaking.
I think I want to change your director idea to
Oh, I'm just giving an example. Yeah.
John M. Chu,
Oh, John would be great.
because as we've seen with his filmography, he does opulence very well.
John would be amazing.
I think if we were to keep like almost everything, but like obviously change the bookends, maybe
Well,
change the songs.
and fix, well, or just try to do it in a period without selling their souls in the way of like giving away the women's power and like all these ugly things that we have, like making him more likable, making her not grovel, you know, like all these things that you're just like, oh, don't do that.
But what I'm saying, like, I think if we still keep it a musical, but not like a musical, but
Yeah.
like what this era of musical is, where
Yeah,
they're
operatta kind of.
performing,
Yeah.
where I think, because in The Heights and in both Wicked movies, John M. Chu has a tendency to like incorporate something a little bizarre, a little
Yes.
like
Odd.
the
An
wigs,
oddness.
the
Yeah.
wig movement in the Heights. So
Yeah. Fantastic.
I feel like if we were to keep that electricity
Oh,
machine, ballet, whatever,
100%.
he can incorporate his signature, oddity in there, and it would work, and it would be great. And if you're John Chu, if you're listening to this, hi, thank you for listening, and hire me.
We want you to do it, and
We
I
want you to
wanna
do it and hire me
let me help
because,
you adapt it. I'll screenwrite it with you. Please let me help you.
But on that note, Roland,
That was it. We did it.
I think we're done with the episode. Yeah, we did, Madam Satan. Woo! What do you have to plug or promote?
Well, right now, I sort of have built a wonderful, wonderful. I have built a collection of videos and stories about my career on my social media. So if that interests you at all, come visit me there. I tell a lot of tea. I tell a lot of just stuff that's happened in my world, which I still have a lot to tell. So there's still more coming. So feel free to please join me there, Roland Rusnak on TikTok and Instagram. You can also find me on Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu and Coop and Cammy Ask the World on Disney Plus. Do you see me in the producers and anywhere you stream it anywhere?
I feel
Also,
like
a movie
with
called M Mind Reader on Tubi.
I feel like you should create a playlist of all of these posts and just call them the Roland Monologues.
Well, I am developing a like an hour worth of show for somebody who reached out to me, and so that is part of it. Like, I'm trying out stories, but yeah, there's a whole project in the works that this is sort of related to, but
But I'm
I
saying, like,
can't talk about
if you have it
it
on YouTube or on your TikTok, like, create the playlist and just call it the Roland Monologues.
But it's all just me talking at the camera about shit.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and you incorporate, I've seen some of
I
them.
do
You
clips and I
incorporate
put clips
clips and
of video
photos
things I've
and
been in and also just things that illuminate the story, and it's fun. There's a lot of like, it's always, Broadway referential and career
yeah.
referential.
And if you want to talk more about Madam Satan, why? Or unless you're John M. Chu, please do.
Why? He said why?
why? You can
Watch
email me
us get a huge email influx about it now.
you can email me about at buttersongpod@gmail.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at buttersongpod. If you actually watch this movie, what did you think? You heard us bitch about it for about an hour now. Like, what did you
Very
think about
curious.
this?
I'd be very curious to see what anyone like.
Yeah, defend it. Go ahead and try. And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, like I said at the beginning, we're doing a month of all MGM movies, and we'll be discussing for the first time, Roland,
What?
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Come on.
For the first time, I'll be covering
I
this
don't
classic.
believe you. That's the first time?
The first time.
How? Oh.
I don't I I'm with you. Well,
You're like, I don't know
when
either.
somebody picked it, I was like, I've done this before, and then I went, no, I haven't. So, well, Roland, thank you
Interesting.
so much for coming back on. And hey, I'm glad we both hated it at the same mo at the same points. It's always bad when I'm just like, I hated this, and then the other person's like, this is my favorite movie ever, and I go,
Like, oh,
uh-oh.
it's just so unhinged. It's so unhinged.
Yeah.
I don't even, yeah.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for
Bye,
now.
thanks.
Special thanks to Aaron Choi for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.